You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello there, Dave.
I am getting tired of bundling up super warm, and I would just love for some temperatures to moderate. Will I get my wish?
Your wish is granted there, Dave, although you still need some patience here. Be patient, and by the end of this week, we will have temperatures here across Illinois climbing into the 30s and even some 40s down south, which I think it's kind of sad to say when 30s and 40s is warm. But that is winter here in the Midwest, and we still have to go through another few days here of unseasonably cold temperatures. And in fact, for some areas like in northern Illinois here, we'll be dropping down to close to zero here coming up on the next couple of mornings, or at least into the single digits here. But thereafter, temperatures will begin moderating, and readings will return to warmer than normal levels by the upcoming weekend, and actually look to stay that way here going forward.
Sounds like snow cover is going to melt then.
Yeah, that is true here. And really right now across much of the Midwest, we really don't have any kind of thick snowpack in place anywhere. And so it's not going to take that much once temperatures climb up into the 30s and even 40s here to begin melting that snow.
Does it become more active weather pattern in the second week of the forecast?
We do see some opportunities for a precip, and part of that is with these upper-level waves of low pressure that we'll be tracking into the plains and then on into the Midwest. And kind of the item to watch here is during the middle part of next week, indications of a storm system cranking up across the Midwest. Too early to discuss any kind of specifics on precip totals, snow totals. That's going to come down to the exact track. But that is the main item to watch here going forward, especially for next week.
Turn our attention to South America, Mato Grosso do Sul, southern Mato Grosso, Bahia. These areas have been dry. Are they going to stay dry?
Not going to stay dry much longer here. In fact, over the next couple weeks, we see rainfall gradually returning to those areas, and that is attributed to this ridge of high pressure now over eastern Brazil that's going to be in the process of weakening over the next couple of weeks. In fact, it looks basically gone from Brazil by about 10, 11 days from now, and that's going to open the door to more rainfall opportunities. So as we get towards the final kind of week to 8 days of the month here in January, we do see rainfall picking up significantly across those areas. And so this dry spell that we're seeing in parts of Brazil, overall, it looks short in duration versus anything that long in duration.
Thank you very much, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
Mark Russo of Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to subscribe to our free Aggie newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. Use the link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.